This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 55 degrees, warming up now. We had a low this morning of 53. Really a chilly morning. Partly sunny today with a high in the middle 70s. Slight chance of rain on the way for tonight, but then more great weather tomorrow. Chapel Hill police responded to gunshots in the 4300 block of Pope Road near Clark Lake yesterday morning. Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says police are looking for armed suspects in a four-door white sedan, but they don't believe there is any kind of a threat to the public.
The initial report we got was that there were three suspects. However, the investigation's ongoing. We are still working leads and speaking with people.
Sergeant Walker says one person was taken to UNC hospitals with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to the wrist and abdomen on Tuesday morning. Walker says the victim's identity cannot be released at this time. Pope Road is located in the east-northeast part of Chapel Hill between 15501 and Fordham Boulevard and I-40. If you have any information, call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department at 968-2760 or Crime Stoppers at 942-7515. Don't worry, we have all those numbers on our website at chapelbro.com if you'd like to get in touch. They would like for you to if you have any information at all. The Central West Steering Committee has formulated a plan which focuses on several points that it will present to the Chapel Hill Planning Board today. This comes after last week's meeting when the committee could not reach an agreement on a single item. Still, a portion of the committee members and a lot of the neighbors weren't content with the process the way it all went down. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this controversial story.
It is time for us to make decisions. We have met for 9 months. I think it's time for us to put some marks on paper saying this is our first round of decision-making. And we send it to the planning board, we send it out, we get public comment.
That's committee co-chair Amy Ryan. For the first time in the history of the Central West Steering Committee, a motion passed unanimously Tuesday evening as committee members applauded the consensus. By keeping the meeting's agenda from getting too broad, the committee was able to make progress before sending suggestions to the town planning board. Several other motions were approved as well, including limiting building heights to 3 stories in the small area plan. For 9 months, the committee has discussed possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. 6 maps have been considered along the way, featuring mixed-use development located on the north side of Estes Drive near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection. The plans propose for variations of residential, office, institutional, and higher-density housing development in the area. The 6th map, formulated last week by committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker, was based on one-on-one meetings with their fellow members. The goal was to find trends among suggestions put forth by committee members and incorporate that into a new plan. Neighbors like John Morris said that the new plan had even less detail than the previous versions and featured no definition on possible impacts to the community. Some committee members, like Julie McClintock, have questioned the new map, arguing that it goes against the concerns of neighbors who will be impacted by more density.
To me, we haven't had a conversation and a consultation on this map. It was really brought to us last week. It reflected, apparently, individual conversations that occurred. I didn't see anything on it that reflected my views.
Committee member Dave Tuttle said he felt the public's opinion has been neglected as well.
We've maintained the integrity of the planning process and ensure that the process is open and participatory. Receive and integrate community feedback. I think we failed this one.
Town staff said public comment was always included in the committee's action minutes. Committee member Lucy Carroll Davis said that the plan wasn't a final version, rather a composite collection of suggestions made so far.
Again, we are not trying to approve a development project here. We are trying to set a direction for the kind of development that we think would be appropriate in this area.
Though this was the committee's last meeting before presenting to the planning board, the group's work will continue until November 25th when it presents a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. The group presents its newest plan to the planning board this Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Public Works Building on Millhouse Road. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your new senator will take her seat today. Judge Beverly Scarlett will swear in Valerie Fushi of Chapel Hill to the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Chatham Courthouse. Fushi will hand deliver her letter of resignation from the House on today, and the resignation will take effect at 12 noon. She will take the seat vacated by Eleanor Kinnaird. And, of course, now the race is on to see who will replace Valerie Fushi. The appointment officially sets in motion that replacement process for the House District 50 seat. Five Orange County residents have announced their interest in filling the job that represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. Your commute may soon be a little quicker when traveling on three triangle highways, at least. The state DOT says the speed limit will increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour on some stretches of highway within the next week all around the triangle. Steve Abbott, North Carolina DOT communications officer, says highways with the increased speed limit are I-540 between Glenwood Avenue, U.S. 70, and I-40, all of North Carolina 540, including the Triangle Expressway, and North Carolina 147, which is the Durham Freeway, between North Carolina 540 and Interstate 40. Abbott says the change was motivated by driver request.
We go out and review current speeds. We do crash data tests and road characteristics to see if the road's the type that, in this case, that can handle a higher speed. In the case, it did work out that it was, so we're able to boost it by 5 miles an hour.
A contractor is expected to install the new speed limit signs this week. With a new law taking effect, as the signs are installed, all signs are expected to be in place by the end of this month. Abbott says the change will likely improve traffic flow.
Most of the traffic was already going about 70 miles an hour, cheating a little bit and going over the speed limit. But then you had another group that were obeying the speed limit, so that actually produced two different groups of drivers. Now you should have a more free-flowing traffic.
A similar increase was enacted in February for the other section of I-540 between Glenwood Avenue and Raleigh and U.S. 64-264. UNC Provost Jim Dean and Faculty Chair Jan Boxall will both address the University Affairs Committee at today's Board of Trustees meeting. Both have been in the spotlight, though for different reasons. In mid-July, Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about how to title a supporter of athletics in regards to the review of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Boxall told WCHL News she was cast in a negative light by the NNO for trying to help the university's image during tumultuous times with the NCAA, the media, and even the public. Dean, who took over as UNC's provost July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, told WCHL News last month his top concerns in his first months in the job were faculty retention and improving relations between athletics and academics. The University Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon at 2 at the Carolina Inn. The Board of Trustees will then come together tomorrow morning for a full meeting. The Food and Drug Administration is funding 14 tobacco centers of regulatory science, and out of the 40 universities that applied, UNC was the only school to get two. The two research teams combined will receive nearly $40 million from the FDA. Associate Professor Robert Tarrin is leading one of the teams at four of the projects at Carolina. Tarrin has experience doing tobacco research on COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, for several years. He says he thinks UNC received funding because of its expertise.
So UNC has an expertise in airway biology, and so we were able to put together a whole bunch of different researchers who have complementary research experience to put together this comprehensive project.
Tarrin says his team will receive $20 million over the next 5 years for a flexible range of tobacco products. Currently, Tarrin says he's focusing on the effects of hookah and little cigars. In the future, he may research other new tobacco products. The money from the grant will not only employ researchers here at Carolina, but will provide a training component for grad students.
There's an actual separate component on this, the training grad students. And then part of that gives them the advantage. There's like a mechanism for the grad students who come into this can then go and get experience at other centers as well. And so we get to train like the next generation of scientists to look at tobacco research.
Professor in the School of Public Health at UNC, Kurt Ribisel, leads the other research team that looks at how to communicate the facts about tobacco products to smokers. Having researched in this area for 19 years and involvement in the Surgeon General's report last year, Ribisel says he has high goals for the project.
The ultimate goal of all of this work is to reduce the public health burden of tobacco use, design research that will help inform and guide what the FDA does when they regulate tobacco products.
The new FDA-funded research will allow for studies to be conducted on subjects where there's just very little data available. Tarrin says the funds will allow for precise, fact-driven research that hasn't been done before.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I think it's nice now that we can start to have a better debate about whether or not these new products are dangerous or not. I think the precise research hasn't been done, so this gives us opportunity to do that and then to better help the FDA make their decisions on governing these products.
Meanwhile, Ribisil says one of the new aspects they will look at is warning labels for e-cigarettes.
We really need to understand what consumers think about the risks of these projects. And when we find that they have really distorted views of the risk, we want to try more properly align what the consumer believes with the actual risk of the product. And so we are thinking about testing new warning labels for e-cigarettes.
With a combined $40 million for research over the next five-year period, UNC will produce new data related to cigarettes and other tobacco products. WCHL News Time is 8:16, and time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northup.
Well, traffic is slowing a bit on I-40. Eastbound and westbound, expect delays between NC-54 through the Durham Freeway interchange and near the airport right now. Again, I-40 eastbound and westbound. Moderate delays, nothing heavy right now, no accidents reported at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Carolina Football. Win tickets to this Saturday's home game against East Carolina. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. Don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game in Keenan Stadium. It is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up a couple of degrees now. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 70s. Really nice day. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Low tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s again. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And then on Friday, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s. Really good weather on the way.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina. Uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
8:17 at WCHL. The Democratic-controlled Senate is on its way toward defeating Tea Party attempts to protest President Barack Obama's health care law by delaying a must-pass emergency spending bill. Republican Senator Ted Cruz has spent more than 12 hours on the Senate floor publicly criticizing the health care law and the Democrats' efforts to remove a provision out of the House version of the spending bill that would defund health care. Cruz's speech, whatever you think of it, has to end by 12 noon today. How much will health care premiums be under President Barack Obama's new health care law, known as Obamacare? Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will give Americans an idea when she gives an overview later today. For example, before tax credits, an individual would pay about $328 a month for a mid-range plan. Sebelius says some 53 plan options for Americans will finally make health insurance work within their budgets. This quick note before we get to WCHL Championship Sports. If you're a football fan, you can join me, Art Chansky, Rand Northam, Rachel Nash, Aaron Keck, and others here at the radio station by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest on chapelbro.com. Each week, you'll choose the winner of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given to the top contestants, and you can play it on a week-by-week basis. You don't have to be on board for the entire season. Lots of great games on tap this weekend, including a very important game for the Tar Heels as the Pirates of East Carolina come sailing into Keenan Stadium for a non-conference bragging rights game. Can you pick the final score? Visit chapelbro.com/huddleup to play, and you can win a great prize. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's take a close look at that Carolina football game. The team is trying to shrug off that ACC opening loss at Georgia Tech by gearing up for their visit from in-state rival East Carolina. How about quarterback Bren Renner? How does he feel about the state of his offense, which has been struggling? WCHL's Matt Oakes heard from the senior quarterback and has today's story.
We all know the Tar Heel offense significantly underperformed in the second half against Georgia Tech last weekend to drop to 1-2 on the season. But senior signal caller Bren Renner says the team still has a lot to look forward to this year.
We didn't start off the way we wanted to, but we still have all of our goals in front of us. But we did put our backs against the wall, not performing the way we're capable of for those two games that we lost. And you know, we have a long road ahead of us.
Running back Romar Morris made a recent comment that once everyone starts to do their job on the field, things will then come together. And Renner says he agrees. 11 players all have to play at a high level consistently to produce winning football.
If one guy messes up, then the play's not going to go like it's supposed to be ran. And I think that's just what's going on right now. So I think he's perfectly correct. You know, all 11 have to do their job, you know, fit on blocks, you know, hit the hole right, you know, I have to hand off the ball. And I think, you know, it's a big puzzle, and we need to put all the pieces together and kind of get clicking.
Looking ahead to the home encounter with the Pirates of East Carolina this Saturday, Renner says he knows his team will face a stern test, especially since Coach Ruffin McNeil's team is coming off a bye week. They've had plenty of time to focus on upsetting the Tar Heels.
Right, you know, they're also a scary opponent, I think. You know, they're coming off a bye week. They got healthy. And, you know, we had the same situation last week. And I think, you know, it's going to be a tough test for us because they do have that chip on their shoulder that, you know, we are Carolina and they are East Carolina. But I think it's going to be a great game like it always is every year. You know, I think it's going to be a tough test for us.
Renner says he and his teammates are eager to get out in front of the home crowd in Keenan Stadium and put on a solid performance to wipe the sour taste of the second half in Atlanta out of their mouths.
You know, we start off the game great against Georgia Tech, but didn't finish it. And that's going to be one of our main points this week. And it's going to help you get back to practice on Tuesday. I think everybody, you know, wants to get that bad taste out of their mouth as quick as possible.
And thankfully for Renner and company, the Tar Heels are a different team on home turf. Under the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium, the Tar Heels boast an impressive 7-1 record under head coach Larry Fedora. Carolina will no doubt hope to improve upon that record when the ball gets kicked off at 12:30 p.m. this Saturday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A couple of quick notes about that football game. You can join the Tar Heels in Keenan this Saturday when they take on ECU. It will be Military Appreciation Day. Get in Keenan early as the all-veterans parachute team will bring the game ball into the stadium. There will be special military recognitions throughout the game. Also, don't forget the new Tar Heel Town located at Bell Tower Park. Right outside Keenan Stadium, it has something for everybody. There will be food trucks, Carolina merchandise, face painting, bounce houses, you name it. It'll all be at Tar Heel Town this Saturday. Join Coach Fedora and the team of the Victory Walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. Men of Distinction will be on stage performing live at Tar Heel Town. And we're giving one lucky fan a chance to win two tickets to this Saturday's game, as well as two Military Appreciation Day t-shirts. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook page, submit your entry before Friday at noon. We'll draw a winner and then get in touch with you if you are the winner on Friday afternoon. After four straight overtime contests, Carolina wasn't able to extend its match against William & Mary last night, falling 1-0 when William & Mary found the back of the net late in the second half. That win against Carolina, the second huge win for William & Mary. The Tribe has now beaten two number one ranked teams in the nation this season. Next up, Carolina will visit Wake Forest Saturday night at 7 in Winston-Salem. And UNC Volleyball continues to quietly climb up the national rankings ladder, now sitting at the number 14 spot in the latest AVCA coaches poll. The undefeated Tar Heels are off to the best start in program history. Last weekend, a huge success for Carolina. It swept number 16 Illinois and took down Indiana 3-1. UNC joins Washington, Ohio State, and Colorado State as one of only four ranked teams with unblemished records. The only other ACC team even in the top 25 is Florida State at number 17. Now the Tar Heels are primed for a rivalry match against North Carolina State at 8 o'clock tonight. That match will be shown live on ESPNU, and admission is free at Carmichael Arena on the UNC campus. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Matt Harvey had a couple of bad days on the radio, if not at the arm doctor. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Even funnier than Matt Harvey's more awkward apology to his awkward interview with Dan Patrick last week was the video of Harvey apologizing on the Patrick radio show several days later. That's the deal with multimedia and social media. Not only does somebody notable say something, it comes out in so many different forms, from Twitter to Facebook to YouTube ad nauseum. In case you missed it, the former Carolina pitching star, who became an overnight sensation with the Mets this season before injuring his arm and elbow, went on Patrick's national radio show to pump his latest endorsement deal with Qualcomm, and he basically blew Patrick off when asked about his rehab. Sick of answering whether he'll have Tommy John surgery or not, Harvey rudely told Patrick that's a question for another day and another interview. He was there to talk about Qualcomm. Well, the poop hit the cyber fan. Harvey may have started the All-Star game for the National League and did a buffo on-the-street interview for Jimmy Fallon, but he struck out on three pitches with Patrick. Dan has a pretty good ego himself, and he refused to make light of it, and Harvey was instantly blasted on Twitter and the next 2 days over traditional media and in the blogosphere. For damage control, Harvey went back on the Patrick Show Monday and was more contrite than a school mom, apologizing every which way he could. Which was all well and good, but if you watched the mea culpa on a USA Today video link, it not only had the actual apology to Patrick in one frame, it had two or three other video frames looping a stupid smile of Patrick over and over again. However, and why ever that happened, it sure looked like Patrick's way of zinging Harvey back for his rude refusal to go along with radio protocol in the first place, to answer questions as Matt Harvey, and then push his product. What we got today was Dan Patrick, on purpose or not, on a USA Today link that he may or may not have anything to do with, appearing to ridicule Harvey for embarrassing him a few days before. Okay, boys will be boys, and media moguls will be media moguls. Just glad this childish episode is finally over, and we can move on to real important stuff, like a stripper hitting a pro football wide receiver over the head with a champagne bottle. This is our chance for you. See ya.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. Make that 2, on the golf side, and 8, 7, on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe and a hotel on the inside, with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and, well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those 9 condos, 8, 7, really 6, are going fast.
I want to get a head start on college while I'm still in high school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I've got my bachelor's, but I still need a few classes to qualify for grad school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I want a new career that I can look forward to every morning. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Visit durhamtech.edu to begin your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Carolina Performing Arts presents world-renowned jazz giant Wynton Marsalis as he leads the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on October 3rd and 4th at UNC's Memorial Hall. Don't miss this riveting, high-spirited odyssey through rousing jazz tunes and stirring gospel music as Marsalis is joined on stage by Chorale Les Chateaux, a 70-voice gospel choir. For tickets and more information, visit carolinaperformingarts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Hey, Carolina fans, make sure to stop by or call Foster's Market Chapel Hill today to participate in Tailgating for a Cause, benefiting the Art Therapy Institute. This Saturday, when the Tar Heels take on ECU, whether you're tailgating at the game or watching from home, $15 of every tailgating package sold will go to support the Art Therapy Institute, a great organization working to improve access to mental health services for people in North Carolina.
For $65, the tailgating package includes your choice of 2 pounds of buttermilk fried chicken tenders or 4 brioche rolls with 1 pound of barbecue pulled pork or 1 pound of barbecue pulled turkey. Also included is 1 pint of creamy coleslaw, 1 quart of roasted potato salad, 1 cup of pimento cheese with crackers, assorted cookies, and sweet tea or lemonade.
All orders for Saturday must be made today by 8 p.m., so stop by Foster's Market Chapel Hill on MLK Boulevard or call 919-967-4383 and tailgate with a cause.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming healthcare reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% of your current healthcare costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or healthcare plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
It's 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys in Metamont Village, Chapel Hill. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny. High today in the middle 70s, tonight cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Low tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another great day. Partly sunny skies with a highs in middle 70s. One more time.
This is 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. A procedural vote due later today in the Senate, where Texas Republican Ted Cruz continues to show his opposition to the health care reform law by talking.
This law is a train wreck.
Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes says he's been at it since yesterday afternoon.
Privately, there are many Senate Republicans who are fuming about this move. They call it grandstanding. They say that any move that looks like it's going to delay government funding and cause a shutdown could end up hurting Republicans. But Senator Cruz says he is aware of the criticism and isn't bothered by it.
Cruz spent part of the time reading a bedtime story to his kids, included Dr. Seuss.
I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Overnight, the senator also quoted extensively from the hit cable show Duck Dynasty. He referenced 60 Minutes. He read a Bible story, but he always brought it back to health care. And at this hour, his 18th hour, I have to say, he's still going strong.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
56 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill police responded to gunshots early yesterday in the 4300 block of Pope Road near Clark Lake. Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says police are looking for armed suspects in a four-door white sedan. They don't believe there's any kind of a threat to the public.
The initial report we got were that there were three suspects. However, the investigation's ongoing. We are still working leads and speaking with people.
Sergeant Walker says one person was taken to UNC hospitals with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to the wrist and abdomen on Tuesday morning. Walker says the victim's identity cannot be released at this time. Pope Road is located in the east-northeast part of Chapel Hill between 15501 Fordham Boulevard and I-40. If you have any information, call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. We have all those contact numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee has formulated a plan which focuses on several points it will present to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday. This comes after last week's meeting when the committee could not reach an agreement on a single item. They got together last night. Still, a portion of the committee members and neighbors weren't content with the process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It is time for us to make decisions. We've met for 9 months. I think it's time for us to put some marks on paper saying this is our first round of decision-making. Then we send it to the planning board. We send it out. We get public comment.
That's committee co-chair Amy Ryan. For the first time in the history of the Central West Steering Committee, a motion passed unanimously Tuesday evening as committee members applauded the consensus. By keeping the meeting's agenda from getting too broad, the committee was able to make progress before sending suggestions to the town planning board. Several other motions were approved as well, including limiting building heights to 3 stories in the small area plan. For 9 months, the committee has discussed possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. 6 maps have been considered along the way, featuring mixed-use development located on the north side of Estes Drive near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection. The plans proposed for variations of residential, office, institutional, and higher-density housing development in the area. The 6th map, formulated last week by committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker, was based on one-on-one meetings with their fellow members. The goal was to find trends among suggestions put forth by committee members and incorporate that into a new plan. Neighbors like John Morris said that the new plan had even less detail than the previous versions and featured no definition on possible impacts to the community. Some committee members, like Julie McClintock, have questioned the new map, arguing that it goes against the concerns of neighbors who will be impacted by more density.
To me, we haven't had a conversation and a consultation on this map. It was really brought to us last week. It reflected, apparently, individual conversations that occurred. I didn't see anything on it that reflected my views.
Committee member Dave Tuttle said he felt the public's opinion has been neglected as well.
To maintain the integrity of the planning process and ensure the process is open and participatory, receive and integrate community feedback. I think we failed this one.
Town staff said public comment was always included in the committee's action minutes. Committee member Lucy Carroll Davis said that the plan wasn't a final version, rather a composite collection of suggestions made so far.
Again, we are not trying to approve a development project here. We are trying to set a direction for the kind of development that we think would be appropriate in this area.
Though this was the committee's last meeting before presenting to the planning board, the group's work will continue until November 25th when it presents a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. The group presents its newest plan to the planning board this Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Public Works Building on Millhouse Road. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Don't forget, there is a meeting of the University Affairs Committee at today's Board of Trustees meeting at UNC, and also a full meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees tomorrow. The University Affairs Committee will meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Carolina Inn. 8:37 at WCHL. We have some special traffic problems this morning. We're going to check in for that information with Rand Norton.
Fender bender causing some issues at the exit of 266 off I-40 at NC-86. It's causing problems on NC-86 southbound. That's right at MLK and Eubanks. And that's coming right off of I-40, and it's causing some slowdowns, especially if you're heading east and getting off of I-40 onto NC-86 or MLK. So if you're trying to get into that area and you want to go a little bit further down, maybe take 15501 and go the long way around it, depending on where you're going, that might be a good idea. This accident about 45 minutes ago, still causing some heavy delays right now as they've brought a fire truck and ambulance out into the area. And somebody said that the driver who hit, it was just a rear-end collision. The driver who hit in the rear end, I think, was a little dazed. So they're trying to get everything cleaned up there. But, again, about 45 minutes ago, so we should be nearing the time when that accident can be cleared. But MLK and Eubanks, exit 266 off I-40, seeing some delays. NC-86 southbound seeing delays right now as well. So if you are traveling in those areas, either give yourself a little extra time to travel, or you might want to avoid it here for the next 30 to 45 minutes.
As the crow flies, it's probably about 5 football fields from where we are right
That's
now.
Right, exactly.
So not far away at all. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in a little while if we have any problems here. 8:38 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere,
no one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Asa Goldenberg. I'm the business administrator for Dr. Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb at the Kennedy Dental Group. When I first took the job at the Kennedy Dental Group, one of the questions I was asked in my interview was, how do you feel about dentists? I am brutally honest, and I said, I'm terrified of them. I will tell you that I was the first patient that Dr. Kennedy did sedation dentistry on after he had to go through that whole training process. Sedation dentistry is amazing. Like, I will never get any work done without it again. You take a pill at night, and then you take one the next day, and you wake up and you're done. There's no more muscle aches from being super tense. There's no more near anxiety attacks. You just wake up and it's done, and it's like magic. A lot of people, even if they're not afraid of the dentist, will have sedation done because they have extensive work that needs to get done, and they can't afford to be taking off from work, you know, 4 or 5 days to get sections of their treatment plan done. So they'll choose to get sedation dentistry and get it all done at one time, and it saves a lot of time and money in the long run. We anticipate our move will be in the fall, and we're really excited about it. We're moving to the old WCHL building, which is kind of across from Eastgate there where the radio towers are. It's been a long time coming. We're excited.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
It's another great football Saturday in Chapel Hill, and we'll be at Bailey Sports Grill, starting with Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. The Rams Plaza in front of Bailey Sports Grill, and Bailey's will be open at 9 a.m. It's Carolina versus East Carolina on WCHL. We'll be at Rams Plaza at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. I'm Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM WCHL. Our pregame coverage streaming live on Chapel. Come get ready for the game with us at Rams Pleasant. We'll be live in front of Bailey Sports Grill.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutz.
Now let's talk a little basketball this morning. First, we sent you to Las Vegas. We offered a trip to Maui. Now it's time to send two lucky Carolina fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heel basketball team play in the Hall of Fame tip-off classic. It's Continental Tire, Basketball, and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. This year, we have more location sponsors than ever before. 38 different locations to enter at all over town. No way you want to miss getting in your entry each week because you increase your chances of being a finalist. Enter at every location once a week for the next 6 weeks at locations including Louise Beck Properties, Kitchen Works, Mama Dips, Moe's Bottle Shop. You can register at PTA Thrift Shop. Also at R&R Grill, 10,000 Villages, Terra Nova Global Properties, and Southern Rail. And take advantage of all the entry methods, including online at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. We'll be drawing finalists weekly from each of those methods. Finally, we'll be getting finalists via call-in each weekday during the WCHL morning show, the afternoon news, and evening news with Aaron Keck also. So if you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, I'll give you a little hint. Be caller number 5. Right now, 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Another North Carolina author has made the big time. His name is Wilton Barnhart, writing teacher over at North Carolina State. And last Sunday, his new book, Look Away, Look Away, made the top 25 on the New York Times hardcover fiction bestseller list. Look Away, Look Away is a Dickens-like novel that follows the decline of a socially prominent contemporary Charlotte family. Barnhart takes his readers to country clubs, museums, mansions, college fraternity, and rush parties right here at Chapel Hill, and their sordid aftermaths. Debutante balls, retirement homes, real estate developments, gay pickup sites, homes for unwed mothers, abortion sites, Civil War reenactments, and political campaigns. The family's titular leader, Joseph B. Duke Johnson, has a connection to the Confederate general best known for his surrender to Sherman at the end of the Civil War. Duke Johnson gained his nickname as a football hero and student leader over at Duke University. After college, he became a Charlotte lawyer and a Republican city councilman, and he had prospects of being governor someday until a sex scandal brought those dreams to an end in the mid-1980s. But the real leader of the family is Duke's wife, Jerrine Jarvis Johnson, whose every action is calculated to enhance or protect the family's social position. Her family's art collection, housed at the Charlotte's Mint Museum and displayed in the Jarvis Room, gives her some leverage with the city's social elite. But the family is running out of money. Jerrine's brother is a wealthy author of a series of Civil War era romances. Sometimes he shares his wealth with his sister's family, but his assistance is usually undependable and is always demeaning. Meanwhile, none of the four Johnson children show potential or interest in leading the family to social prominence and wealth again. The rebellious liberal Annie runs through three marriages. Beau, who might have been a lawyer or a businessman, is instead a troubled Presbyterian minister. And Josh is a mostly closeted gay with a secret active sex life, thanks to the resources he finds on the internet and the devoted help of his best friend and companion, a super smart African-American lesbian. The youngest child, Geraldine, shows early social promise until she shoots her way out of a marriage to a socially acceptable Charlotte boy. Well, here comes the question then. Does Barnhart accurately portray the social, civic, and political scene in Charlotte? Well, I thought he stretched things a little bit to make a good story. But when I challenged him, he promised he could produce facts to show the situations in the book are close to what Charlotte and North Carolina are really like. Well, one fact is indisputable. Barnhart is a gifted storyteller, and he's a welcome addition to North Carolina's literary pantheon. This is D.G. Martin.
Wow. Sounds interesting. It's 847 at WCHL. Thanks a lot, D.G. Congratulations to Carl Schuler of Chapel Hill, who called in and got qualified. He is our latest qualifier in the Continental Tire Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway. I got to get the name right. Presented by Seagroves Insurance. And we're going to send somebody to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heel basketball team play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Carl Schuler, our latest qualifier. If you want all the details on the contest, keep listening to WCHL. You can also get everything you need to know on our website at chapelbro.com. Today's commentary on the way from Walter Holt. He talks about pedestrian and bicycle safety in our community in light of the recent tragic events. That is on the way next.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. The internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow. Why would you buy a Subaru anywhere else? Subaru start at $199 per month in September, such as the 2013 Subaru Legacy 2.5i. And we have financing as low as 0% for up to 48 months. We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number D3318, DAD01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $2,450 due at signing, excludes $650 lease cash, and excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee, zero security deposit, financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car, the Southern Rail. It will take you back.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they have been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
In the nation, they go by Guardian, Lifesaver, and Friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Did you know that Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill can host private parties and a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities? Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the excellent Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunny skies all day. High today about 75 degrees. It's 8:51 at WCHL.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walter Holt. The recent spate of pedestrian and bicycle deaths in Chapel Hill is both tragic and sad. I can't remember a time when so many people have been killed needlessly by an encounter with a vehicle. Pedestrians and bicyclists always have the right of way, but when the two meet, the vehicle is always the winner. Metal and horsepower always trump human life. As in poker, four wheels always beats two wheels or 2 feet. Not great odds. I had my own encounter with a pedestrian and a bicyclist recently, twice in one day, on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. They were separate and sobering events where tragedy, thankfully, was avoided. The first encounter was a pedestrian in a walker who was jaywalking from the Methodist Church to Krispy Kreme, where a crosswalk and a stoplight are located only 300 feet away. Why was this gentleman endangering his life, crossing four lanes of East Franklin Street just to save a few steps? The path of least resistance could have been deadly. Traffic stopped in both directions, and the gentleman reached his destination safely, but his action almost caused a multi-car wreck. The second encounter was a bicyclist who raced through the crosswalk at the Baptist Church. As the light turned green, I proceeded into the intersection and immediately hit the brake, narrowly missing the kid as he whizzed by. He was sporting sunglasses, his head covered by a baseball cap instead of a bicycle helmet, wearing earbuds listening to his iPod, and ignored the fact that the crosswalk signals flashed, "Don't." He could have been severely injured if I hadn't been paying attention and reacted so quickly. He broke the law by not wearing a bicycle helmet and not walking his bike through the crosswalk. I travel up and down Franklin Street and MLK Boulevard almost daily in the course of my job, so I'm used to folks crossing busy streets, often oblivious to oncoming traffic. That's why I avoid driving through the UNC campus where jaywalking is a way of life. The point of all this is I don't want to be the cause of another death or injury to a pedestrian or a bicyclist with my car. So folks, please, please help me help you by obeying the rules of the road so you don't become another deadly statistic. Life is precious, and common sense is cheap insurance. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Kristen Ruffin. UNC basketball guard PJ Hairston made headlines this summer after multiple incidents with law enforcement. But word has it the ball is still in Hairston's hands at the Dean Dome. He has been practicing with his Tar Heel teammates. We hit the streets to find out if you think Hairston should play Tar Heel basketball this season.
My name is Albert Burnett, and I'm originally from Chapel Hill. And I do think that PJ Hairston
should get a second chance. I believe that he will become a real good basketball player, and I think that he has learned his lesson prior to this incident.
I'm Mike Breezy from Chapel Hill. I didn't know that was going to be an issue. Why would we not play? That was not a big issue.
Evan, I'm from Chapel Hill. I think PJ should play if we're going to have a chance. I mean, it happens a lot with college athletes. They get in trouble, the charges get dropped. I don't see why this isn't any different. He should play.
Do you think PJ Hairston should play for the Tar Heels this season?
My name's Crystal, and I'm from Chapel Hill. If you have children and your child does something out of line, are you going to reward them for their disobedience? Or are you going to let them know that there are consequences to their actions? It goes both ways. I have a child that plays football. But if he does anything that's going to affect that, I have no control over that. There are punishments.
My name is Anthony McInnes. I'm from Chapel Hill. And I have a very strong Tar Heel liking. And I think P.J. Harrison is a very good basketball player. And it would be such a shame if he doesn't get to play this year.
Yes, my name is Devon Bowen, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, as far as me being a Carolina fan, of course. I want him to play. You know what I'm saying? Because he shows up.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Okay, now if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call, once again, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lauren Logan is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's a teacher at Chapel Hill High School.
This year I am teaching U.S. History and Civics and Economics.
How long have you been at Chapel Hill High School?
A little over 5 years.
Lauren is a native North Carolinian.
I grew up in Southern Pine. I get that question a lot. I clearly have an accent.
Lauren was excited to get a chance to teach in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
I actually started out as a long-term Spanish sub at East Chapel Hill High School, and I was a long-term sub for Karen Galassi Farrar, and she let me get my foot in the door. I was actually teaching preschool in South America. I knew her. This is where I wanted to be.
What do you hope to accomplish each day?
Well, I'm actually one of the lucky people in the world, I think, that love their job. I love to get up in the morning and think that I get to talk about history. It's actually an honor to be able to do that every day. I guess my ultimate goal is to make my students feel like they're part of something bigger. Social studies can be very boring if taught, you know, as this like list of facts and figures that you're supposed to memorize. But my ultimate goal is to make them feel like they are history.
There are, of course, so many smart kids in the school system.
Absolutely. There are some very, very intelligent kids in here, without a doubt.
How does Lauren Logan get her students excited about learning?
That's a great question. I'm really excited about history. I can't imagine having to teach something else. That would just blow my mind. You know, I think history is awesome, and I think that can be contagious. You know, you kind of have to sell them on the idea that not only is this important, but it's also fun. I think if you start with being excited yourself, it can only go in a positive direction.
As a young teacher, maybe Lauren is so good because she can relate to her students.
I don't know. They probably wouldn't see it that way. I think there's definitely a technological divide between me and them. It's amazing. Sometimes it seems to them, they probably think I'm like, you know, 54. Who knows? So I guess it sort of depends on the topic. I've noticed that over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, sometimes my jokes in different parts of history don't work anymore because they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Lauren Logan, Chapel Hill High School, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Congratulations, Lisa Boyd. The word of the day is exorable, E-X-O-R-A-B-L-E. It means capable of being persuaded or moved.
Gina Lucas was selling diamonds at one of those big national chain jewelry stores, but told her boyfriend not to get her ring there. Instead, go to Diamonds Direct.
Knowing the quality and the selection that he would have at Diamonds Direct, I specifically directed him to go to Diamonds Direct. The selection at Diamonds Direct is just huge. I did get a better diamond for better quality, better price.
Gina says mega national chain stores just couldn't measure up with lower quality diamonds and cookie cutter rings.
The quality wasn't there. The selection wasn't there.
And now with a Diamonds Direct ring on her finger, well, Gina had to make the switch, so she left the corporate store and now loves helping people at Diamonds Direct.
We promise the best quality and the best price across the United States, hands down.
Hand-picked diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, the most sought-after designer rings in America, and the kind of personal service you deserve. That's Diamonds Direct.
Everybody knows about Diamonds Direct. Everybody wants to go, oh, I got my ring at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricane.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development.